This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. By now, you should have the date circled on your calendar. August 26th, Summer Dress Party, our annual tradition. It starts at 4 this year, and it's brought to you by Corona. Find your beach. Get all the details online now at thefandc.com/summer. Of course, Corona swung by earlier this week. Were you able to snag any of the Corona, Pete Medhurst?
I was offered the Corona, one of the few times I was actually ever offered something here that the junks get, and I offered it to somebody else who I knew would consume it probably within a week.
Got you.
Very nice to pass it along. Pay it forward, so to speak.
Well, you know, it's what we do here.
That's right.
So we're bringing Pete in just to get a different perspective. The Redskins have their second preseason game tomorrow night against the Green Bay Packers. A couple guys are out. Of course, Sua Cravens, who just had the knee cleanup. Junior Gallette has the hamstring. Apparently, Mo Harris has been ruled out. Not that he's a major contributor. Josh Doctson apparently has been participating in team drills now. What do you want to see from the Redskins in this second preseason game? I will say I do want to see Kirk link up with Pryor and link up with Josh Doctson, because these are supposedly going to be the one and two receivers this year.
I just want to see a running play from the first team offense go for more than 1 yard. I mean, really.
That's a low bar.
I'm not really setting the bar very high. I mean, I was watching some of the preseason action last night, and even watching first teams across the league.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing to watch here.
Ryan Mad is bad.
Well, not only that, but Doug Marrone has basically said after last night, the Jaguars' number one job is now open. It's open because Blake Bortles just is not very consistent at all.
I only watched a portion of that game, and they were showing his side-by-side mechanics from when he regressed last season after he threw 35 touchdowns in, I guess, 2015. It looked almost exactly the same. How can you not fix that after an offseason where hopefully you're updating his mechanics?
And see,
it didn't make any sense to me.
But to me, obviously you got a new coach now, but to me that's on the player. That's on the player to want to get better. That's on the player to care about his craft enough to make those, you know, to make those adjustments and get better. It's like Ryan Mallett. You know, a couple of years ago, Ryan Mallett looked like, okay, this was the guy we thought he would be coming out of Arkansas. Showed some flashes in brief duty. But even he now has, I mean, his preseason, I went to watch them practice the night they practiced at the Naval Academy. It was just brutal. I mean, throwing it right to defenders. I mean, not good throws, not good decisions. Same thing again last night. The Dolphins couldn't catch a punt or a kickoff to save their life, continuously giving the Ravens great field position. They couldn't punch it in for touchdowns. Too dependent on Justin Tucker field goals. And you can't win kicking field goals very much in this league. And that's what a lot of these teams are leaving their offenses in that position.
All right, so let's bring it back to the Redskins. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We'll open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. It's preseason game number two. We know the first teamers aren't going to play that much. On defense, I think we saw some flashes in the first game. And whenever I watch a preseason, I really just care about the rookies. So you'd like the rookies to flash. And, you know, obviously they have no Sua Cravens there at safety. So we'll see how DeShazer Everett and the rest of the guys do. But to me, it's about that offense finding a rhythm, because that's what carried the team last year. Hopefully the defense gets better this year. And you just want to see that offense starting to roll. And I'm not as confident as everybody else that you can just, boom, snap your fingers and replace 2 1,000-yard receivers. So I need to see some chemistry with Terrell Pryor. I guess Jameson Crowder is going to be lining up as the number two receiver tomorrow. I have faith in Kirk and Jameson Crowder. But I got to see something from Josh Doctson.
The key is Doctson.
If the guy's out there doing team drills, why not put him out there in the game? And I think Jay Gruden said that it'll be a game time decision.
I'm not that worried about Pryor, because look at his numbers from last year. He had some of the worst quarterbacks on the planet throwing him the ball. He still went over 1,000 yards, found the end zone 4 times for a woeful Browns team. As long as he has the timing down with Kirk, and I'm guessing they've worked on that a lot in training camp, he'll be fine. It's Doctson. Doctson doesn't have chemistry with Kirk from last season because he was never on the field. Has he had it in training camp? Probably not, because he's barely been on the field there as well. You need to see flashes from Doctson because he's expected to have a big role in the offense.
And the good thing is because Jordan Reed's not playing, and you know at some point during the regular season he will not play,
right,
this is a great opportunity for them to work on that portion of their offense, and those are the guys that are going to have to step things up, especially Doctson. Look, I mean, saw the guy play a ton of TCU. The guy can play. There's ability there. And right now, if his body will just cooperate with him and physically allow him to go out there and be 100%, I don't doubt that he's going to be a terrific football player before this is all over for them.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. I can't remember who we had on earlier this week that said he actually felt from watching practice that Doctson was more impressive than Pryor. I think it might have been Rich Tandler.
I mean, look, the guy has the physical skills. I mean, he made Trayvon Boykin look like a great quarterback at TCU, and now Boykin is at least making backup quarterback money in Seattle as a result of it. Doctson was the major reason why that Boykin's even in the NFL right now. The guy can flat out go get the football as long as his body is healthy. Defensively, though, look, Jonathan Allen fell into their lap, but Ryan Anderson so far, watching his ability in camp, doesn't surprise me. I thought for a moment he might be a smidge undersized for the NFL game, and I just wondered what his position would be. But he's been ultra impressive in camp so far. And you know, being coached at Alabama, they've been coached at a very high level. And so far, those guys have not disappointed out of a draft that we thought might have been headed for disaster with
right.
Scott McLuhan not being here for it.
And I want to see if a guy like Phil Taylor can hold up. I mean, this is a guy who was
basically
retired until the Redskins showed interest in him. He looked pretty good against the Ravens last week in preseason game one, but can he stay on the field? Can he stay healthy? If they get anything out of him during the regular season, that's just gravy.
Yeah,
that's just like found money.
Right, local product out of Gwynn Park High School. And, you know, those are the kind of guys that you root for. You hope that they can find some semblance of success, especially being back home, you know, playing in the shadows of Gwynn Park. He's always been a terrific run stopper, and he's got the perfect build for that position in a division where, let's face it, the Eagles, they really revamped their running game, cutting Ryan Matthews, bringing in LeGarrette Blount, a little bit bigger back. You know, they're going to use Danelle Pumphrey as a little bit of a compliment now to him as well. Smallwood was terrific for them. You know, the Giants are going to eventually try to run the football a little bit to try and take some of the pressure off Eli Manning. And we know eventually with Dallas, you're going to have to stop Ezekiel Elliott, because even if he serves the full suspension, his first game back is going to be against the Redskins in the first of the two meetings.
You know, Jonathan Allen's going to be a stud. The rest of the guys on the defensive line, it's going to be a big question mark. It's not like they brought in big-name guys who have this great resume. We'll see how they fare on the defensive line. But going back to Anderson, you know, I said it kind of just a hack guy. I don't follow college football closely like you. But I said all along, just draft guys from Alabama. Just draft defensive guys.
It tends to work.
It's not a bad game plan.
And the thing with Anderson is right now he's not number one on the depth chart, but I got to believe it's a matter of time. You know, Preston Smith, unless he really balls out and he's getting pushed, you know, last year was kind of disappointing for Redskins fans what happened with Preston Smith, because they saw the production as a rookie. They're like, all right, this guy's going to get more time and he's going to do better in his sophomore season. And he didn't really produce.
But you know what, though? You talk about his production in his rookie season. I think we got fooled because he had a couple of
great series
late in the year. You all of a sudden you make a couple of plays, your sack total goes up.
Sure.
You know, incrementally there in one game. But I think we got fooled a little bit there. I thought maybe we got a little bit of fool's gold there from Preston Smith.
Still, he was a draft choice, and I think there were expectations for Preston Smith.
Because you're a draft choice doesn't mean you turn out to be good, but at Mississippi State, he was a guy that, you know, again, you look at him on film, you think he's got a chance to play, but once you step up to this level, it's a whole different ball game when you're trying to get around, you know, 320-pound monsters.
So maybe it'll be a matter of time before Anderson's starting, because I can't count on Gallette.
Yeah,
by the way.
I wanted to bring him up. I need to see the unicorn known as Junior Gallette actually in a Redskins uniform.
It's not going to happen tomorrow.
I've only seen him in shorts and a T-shirt. That's the only way I think most Redskins fans have seen him, because he's never been on the field for a preseason or regular season game. Are they just going to roll him out week one? He has to see the field at a minimum in the game against the Bengals in week three. He has to get some reps on the field. You can't just plop him out there in week one and expect him to find the quarterback and sack him twice in his first NFL action in 2+ years.
If you want to talk Redskins, you can get in now at 800-636-1067. They take on the Green Bay Packers. It's funny because Casserly, when we were talking about the preseason, was mentioning, well, you know, the Packers are a really great team. I never see the preseason that way. Like, it doesn't matter who you play. It, to me, it's just about finding a rhythm. So whether they're facing the worst team in the league or the best team in the league, it's not so much who you're going up against. It's what you can do. You know, just show me some flashes. That's all you really need. Just show me a play or two. He wants one run over 1 yard. I know you're being facetious, but to some extent, it's true. I mean, they weren't able to do anything last week.
They looked completely disinterested in that game against the Ravens. I mean, these are, look, and we know these are nothing more than glorified scrimmages. That's what exhibition football's turned into. They're just glorified scrimmages where they charge admission, play in the big stadium. Everybody comes out, claps a little bit, drinks some beer, and makes some money for the organization. But, you know, I just want to see a little bit of purpose this week. Give me something. Give me a little bit of game time intensity. And I know it's because you don't see the starters for more than a couple series, but at least give me some conviction. Go out there with that first drive or two and act like you care. Because against the Ravens, it almost looked as if they were just going through the motions.
Right.
It was that bad in the way they executed. I think just listening to Jay Gruden this week, and Craig Hoffman asked him about game planning a little bit, and I think there is a little more structure this week.
You can tell he cares more this week.
Yes, there's a little more structure to what they're doing this week. So I think if they go out there and they disappoint on their first couple of drives this week, then I think Jay Gruden's got cause to be concerned about maybe the way the players are approaching this. But Kirk also brought it up. Notice I said Kirk with a K. Kirk brought this up, and I thought he made a great point. You know, you look at the great quarterbacks of now, the veteran quarterbacks of now, most of their time learning when they were young quarterbacks, there was double sessions, there were all these practice sessions, and you had so many more reps to get better. Because of the way things have backed off in practice, as a player, you no longer have the full speed reps and the full contact reps to get better and to get up to game speed as fast as you did years ago because you had much harder practice sessions and it was more at game flow. Now this is country club, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is country club living. And based on the fact that the Redskins can't practice against other people, saw this week Patriots were over at Greenbrier practicing against the Texans. You know, because the Redskins can't do that because they can't leave Richmond based on the contract they wrote. You know, you don't get challenged enough in these practice sessions right now to be ready for a game. And I think there is some liberty.
And that's why the games are uber important. And before you know it, it's going to be September 10th. And the Eagles are going to be at FedEx Field. And it's going to be the regular season. And if I know it doesn't always translate and bleed over into the regular season, but if you play poorly in preseason, a lot of times that bleeds over into the first week, 2-3 weeks of the regular season, then you're behind the eight ball.
Sometimes.
You need Gibbs to see, go 0-4 and win a Super Bowl.
Yes, of course he did.
I know you can. It can be done, but you'd like to see some semblance of what you're going to see in week one in week 2 and 3 of the preseason. And well, hopefully you'll see that Saturday night.
Jay hasn't won a season opener yet.
He's 0-3 in season openers?
Yes.
Well, hopefully he can rectify that September 10th when the Eagles come to town.
We'll see.
One thing I do know about Pete on sports, Pete loves McDonald's.
He does. Well, Who doesn't?
Hotcakes and sausage in a large cup to start the day today.
Well, of course, you can wake up and grab a delicious bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, Pete, made with thick cut apple and smoked bacon, fluffy folded egg, slice of American cheese on a warm buttermilk biscuit for just $2. Don't forget your $1 any size freshly brewed McCafe coffee. Again, it's only $1 only at participating McDonald's. I'm loving it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.